Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Lino Ruli right now, the Catholic guy from SiriusXM. He just made quite the move from New York City to Minnesota, rural Minnesota. He's still doing radio, but he's also now a father. Like, subscribe, comment on this episode, and send it out to all your friends and family. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
Lino.
What's up, John?
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
You're in Minnesota now.
I love Minnesota.
I feel like I can reach you from here in Iowa.
Well, that's why I should move.
So what brought you back to Minnesota from New York?
So New York is really expensive, and it's not like that was a surprise to me, but at a certain point, I'd lived in the same apartment for 10 years. I'd lived in the same neighborhood for 15 years, and it was just one of those, I mean, I'm from Minnesota. My family's from there. As my parents get older, as, you know, whatever, you know, things in life that are important are happening, and holy cow, New York is expensive.
So
it's like, well, gee, for half of what I pay for a one-bedroom apartment, we could actually live in like a house in rural Minnesota. So maybe we should do that. And it just, my wife likes to garden. It was a whole thing. It's like, this is, no offense to New York, a little safer, not safer, a little nicer place, easier place to raise a family.
What do you miss the most about New York?
Other than the people, the food, the city, the smells, everything. There's nothing I miss the smells of New York City. That's how great New York
is. Are you like sneakily here, like blaming your wife for going to Minnesota? I feel like there's some of that there.
I'm not trying to sneakily do it. I thought I was trying to make it very clear. If I was single, I'd still be living in the greatest city in the world. But instead, I live in Minnesota. I live in rural Minnesota. When I leave my house, I go for a run. I run by cows and horses, and you wouldn't believe it. It's like I live in nowhere.
You're in rural Minnesota? Like, I thought maybe at least a city or something.
No, we said, if we're going to leave New York, let's not even try to live in a city. Why not? Let's just like live in the middle of nowhere. So I was out for a run yesterday. I run by horses. I waved to them. They don't wave back. It's just like being in New York. They're very unfriendly.
You're now in Minnesota. Are you still doing the show? Yes.
Oh yeah. I mean, so the other thing was, so SiriusXM, like a lot of places during COVID, everybody suddenly was working from home and doing radio from home.
Right.
And once we started doing radio from home every day, then it became, well, why do I get on the subway and go into an office when I can just save all the time and energy and just be working from home? And then a lot of people in this business were like, maybe I'll never go back into a building. So I can host the Catholic Guy show from anywhere. And then it was, well, then I guess, I mean, it won't change the quality or lack thereof of the show. To do that, it doesn't matter if I do the show from an apartment in New York or a house in Minnesota. So my bosses didn't care. I also work for Cardinal Dolan as the Archbishop, like he's the Archbishop of New York.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he cared, and he was like, if I need you, will you still be around? I'm like, yep. He's like, then do whatever you need to do.
What do you, did you do like his videos and stuff? Were you kind of a social media guy?
No, yes and no. So yeah. I work on media projects. So like I was a guy who just, this isn't groundbreaking stuff, but in the church, sometimes it is. I was the guy that was like, you should get on social media. Like, it doesn't really sound like much.
Yeah.
But at the time, to say, hey, the Cardinal should get on Twitter. This is a long time ago now. I mean, it actually made like a bit of a news story. Like the New York Times wrote about it when he got on Twitter. So, you know, it's little things like that, that, you know, he's not a social media guy. And so he's a church guy, which means he needs some people to also come up with ideas like, and here's what you can do on social media, or I help him with books or on, you know, different, whatever media projects are out there. I just try to assist in those.
So since the last time I talked to you, it was in a coffee shop in New York. You were just coming out from the dentist. I do not expect you to remember that. But what I do remember is you did not have a child then. That has changed.
Yes. There's no correlation between the dentist visit and the child. Just so that's not how things work.
John. That's not how it worked out. But you do have a child now from your wife, which is just fantastic. You did this right. What's changed in your life because of that?
I mean, literally everything. I see the world differently. I see the church differently. I see God differently. I am different. You know, we were at the point, I'm an old man. I'm 53 years old. I had my first child at 52 years old. So God has a wonderful sense of humor. And, you know, on the one hand, you know, it's tough because it's super cool. But I was the guy, we were the couple who just thought, oh, maybe that's not in the cards for us. And you always feel a little different when you're a couple in the Catholic Church without a kid, because then people are like, oh, how's contraception going? Yeah, like, shut up.
Yeah,
you never know what somebody's going through and you never know what somebody's dealing with. And I'm definitely now suddenly the guy who talks about parenting like, hey, did you guys know how cool this was? And it's like literally all of human civilization has known about parenting. It's just new to me. And at the same time, but you know, when you're single or married without kids or, you know, whatever life circumstances bring to you, I'm almost hesitant because my entire life has changed. But at the same time, I'm the same stupid dopey Lino who just goes, oh, this poor kid, it's going to be a tough one having me as a dad. This is not going to be easy. But I work from home, so I get to see her, and my wife takes care of her, stay at home mom, and we just get to play. So it's like I work, and then, you know, once an hour or so, she walks into my office and she's like, daddy's here.
Right.
And then it's time to play. So it's all changed. And yet I'm still the same stupid Lino.
So you're doing radio. That's kind of your main focus, but you're still taking people around the world, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that's always a good, you know, I still do like 5 pilgrimages a year, which means
that's a lot, man. One takes years off my life.
Yeah, no, I'm a horrible dad, horrible husband. It's the only thing that's good for our marriage is I keep getting out of the house. So I feel like, you know, here's what I think about God. I hope you don't mind me mentioning God.
No. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, all right.
It works.
You got to do what you think he's asking you to do. And when I say you got to, I mean, I've got free will, but it's one of those things that, I grew up traveling. My family, we always traveled. We went to Italy. My cousins, my aunt and uncle, all are in Rome. So I've taken the things that I love and then said, oh, maybe this is what, maybe God gave me these experiences in life so that I can share them with others.
Yeah.
And then I've been going to the Holy Land since 1999. And it's one of those places that I just love. And I go, okay, well, maybe this is what God is asking me to do. And I personally prefer probably not to travel as much as I do now. 5 trips a year is a lot to be away from home. It's a lot to be around a bunch of listeners. Like I didn't get into radio so that I could eat breakfast with strangers or with listeners or whatever. You know, it's weird when you're at a hotel and they're listening to me on the radio every day and
they know you.
And then I'm like, this is my room. Good night.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm going into my room as they go in. So it's one of those things that I don't think I could have articulated, even though I grew up Catholic, like born and raised Catholic. I don't think I could have articulated that maybe God gives you experiences in life for a path you never saw you'd be going on. Like I'm a broadcaster. That's what I love to do. I never wanted to be a travel, what do you call it? Tour leader or something. Yeah. Like I never wanted I still don't want to take people on trips. Like I don't want to. You've done it. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. It's a big pain. It's like I'm at the restaurant and somebody comes up and says, Lino, I'm gluten free. I'm like, I don't care, but I'm now in charge of your gluten allergy. I'm a broadcaster. Like I'm a radio host, you know, and people are coming up to me saying, oh my, could I have a second portion of dinner? You know, and you just, or we want more white wine at our table. And you go, I'm a broadcaster. So I do these things. And I think we all do things that we think God is asking us to do.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, there's still things I love bringing people around the world. I love the pilgrimages. I love doing it.
Yeah.
But there's certainly an aspect where I go, I love football too. And like when I travel during the fall, I have to like miss college and pro football. But I mean, I can't bring 5 trips a year only in like the spring and summer. So like I got to travel in the fall too. And you go, okay, well, if that's what you're asking me, God, I think you are.
How many people do you take on each one of these?
Let's be honest, one is too many. But Leave me alone, people. We do like 2 to 3 buses at a time.
2 to 3. That's a good number right there. I can see why that would take a few years off the life.
Oh yeah. No, it takes years off your life.
Yeah.
But it's like, it also just is like, to me, it's an obligation if people want to do it.
Yeah.
So if I get to do something for somebody else, then I feel sort of an obligation to do it. Like with the radio show, if the show really helps people or makes them laugh or helps them understand God or helps them understand faith a little bit better, then I feel an obligation to do it, which is different than maybe how I started this thing at SiriusXM 19 years ago. I wanted to do it then,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ooh, a national radio show, yes, versus now feeling more of an obligation. Well, let me give people something. And I think that's probably just me getting older and understanding faith a little better, of taking what I've been given and now how can I share that and what can I give with what God has given me, which I think is more of an evolution for me that a lot of people have way earlier in life.
I love catching up with you, man. I really do. It's good for my soul. How can we pray for you?
You can pray for my daughter.
We'll do that.
That's what you can do, because she's going to need, she's the daughter of Lino Rulli. She needs a lot of prayer.
One memorare for Lino's daughter when I get off the phone.
That's
awesome. We'll do this again. You hear me?
Every week, John. Let's go.
God bless you, brother. We'll talk
soon.
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, man. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.